Welcome to our Sister's Place Entertainment Author Showcase special feature with Pat Tucker. Welcome, Pat. Once again, welcome to our showcase.
Thank you, Latrice. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So tell us about your latest novel, Somebody Has to Pay.
Yes, Somebody Has to Pay is my third story that focuses on child support and paternity fraud. In this story, we focus on what, if anything, should happen to a woman who knowingly picks the wrong father of her child just for the purposes of collecting child support.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. So what was the inspiration behind writing this this novel for Somebody Has to Pay?
Honestly, I think that it was really just a response to the readers, the overwhelming number of emails that I received from readers who read the original book, Daddy by Default, which has been optioned for a film. So readers read Daddy by Default, and they just felt like, you know, something had to be done, something more. I continued the main character's story in the follow-up to Daddy by Default with Daddy's Maybe. But then I still was getting a lot of inquiry from readers saying, well, it just seems like something should happen when these women do this knowingly, and there isn't a law. They're not breaking the law. You know, so it's ethically and morally wrong, but they are not breaking the law, and so something should happen.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. How did you come about choosing your title? Do you allow your characters to shape your title, or is there a theme that kind of help you plot?
You know,
your title?
I'm so glad that you asked me that, because usually I am very good at coming up with titles and concepts for covers. So on all of my covers, you will see those are actual, I had the vision for those covers and then worked with the graphic artist to, you know, to bring my vision to fruition. But for this particular book, I really did not have a good title at all. And I remember talking with one of my colleagues, a favorite author of mine, Daima S. Poole. And I was telling Daima what the story was about. And I was telling her at the time, I think the title was Who Owes Me or something like that. And so after we discussed the book and talked about the characters and the main theme of the story, she said, you know, Somebody Has to Pay should be the title. And it was just like, it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, you are absolutely right. And I've been in love with it ever since. And it's such a perfect fit. I don't even know how I didn't see it. Usually I'm really good with titles, but I'm telling you, for that one, I could not get it. And when Daima heard what the story was about, we discussed it. It was like, it just clicked. And she was like, Somebody Has to Pay. And that's how I arrived at that title.
Oh, that's good. That is good. So after your readers and especially new readers sit and read Somebody Has to Pay, is there a message that you want them to walk away with?
You know, it's always my goal. It's always my goal when I am writing. I always write with an underlying message. And so for Somebody Has to Pay, the real hope is that readers walk away thinking about this story and saying to themselves, you know what, it may be the law that if a man misses a deadline and DNA proves that he did not father the child, that he still has to pay child support until that child is 18. That may be the law of the land, but is it right that the person who knowingly fingers someone should walk away from the situation with no repercussions for their actions? And so it's my hope that at least people will start thinking about it. And, you know, not saying that I am an activist with a pen or anything like that, but my thought process is always, if it's something that's on the forefront of your mind, something that perhaps you've never been touched by, but something that you're exposed to, it'll kind of give you some enlightenment and a different way of looking at things. Because whether you experience something like this or someone close to you experiences something like this, having the knowledge that there is something that can be done, to me, is priceless. And so my hope is that they get that message, and hopefully, you know, you never find yourself in a situation like that. If, mm-hmm. in fact, you do, you know, it's just kind of something like, hey, I remember I read this book once, and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
Okay. Sounds good. So who are some of your favorite authors? You can name three.
Oh, man, just three? I have so many. Victoria Christopher Murray, I love her writing. Diema Poole, of course. I like Brian's writing. Rashonda Tate Billingsley, my bestie. I think for me, the reason that these writers in particular stick out to me so much more is because There are no news stories. Every single story that you read has already been told. Everything is derived from the Bible. You know, everything has already happened. But I think that when an author takes his or her time to throw a creative spin on an old story, it's almost like it makes that story new again. And so those authors that I just named to you, to me, are very good at doing that. And so I can appreciate knowing that when I pick up something that they write, I know that I'm in for a real good treat. And, you know, I mean, I can go on and on. Nakia LaSalle, she is another one of my favorites. And and so I have so many authors whose work I really appreciate. But I appreciate the work not just because they're a great storyteller, but because I think that they are able to put a creative spin on the same old story and almost make that story new again.
Oh, that's great. And I love some of the authors that you named.
Yes.
So what's next for you? What can we expect coming up? You know, we're wrapping up 2015, getting ready to roll into a whole new year. So what do you foresee in your future?
Well, for 2016, I anticipate a fabulous year as far as my writing career is concerned. I have two books that have been optioned. And so this is a lengthy process. It's a process that, you know, sometimes an option is renewed over and over again. But it's one that I'm still very excited about. I'm very, I'm anticipating the next step in this journey. I've been blessed enough to see some of the screenplay for Daddy by Default, so I'm very excited. I feel like that one is going to come to fruition before Football Widows. Football Widows was my first project that was optioned, and I have signed with an entertainment attorney, and so she is looking through my backlist, and we've pitched a couple of items, so I anticipate that in 2016 that the name Pat Tucker will go beyond the pages and hopefully jump to the screen before the year is out. Now, in terms of the books, up next for me is a couple who takes an unconventional approach towards saving their marriage. The book is called Free Fridays. And basically the couple, everyone around them seems to be giving up on marriage. Their closest friends have decided that, you know, marriage has not changed since its inception. And so they're like, you know, why should we be considered failures just because we're having, you know, going through a divorce? What if we have spent, you know, 10 great years together, you know, there are no hard feelings. We decide to walk away from this while we're still friends because we've perhaps outgrown each other. But why do we have to be a failure because the marriage didn't work? And so the main couple is looking at this, and then they're looking at a situation where a grandparents, they've been married for 53 years, and after 53 years, they call it quits. And so they kind of have a panic moment, and then they say, you know, we don't want the same fate, so let's try something different. And then the idea for Free Fridays is born, where they decide to give each other a pass one Friday out of the week, and during that time you can do anything, whatever it is, even if it's staying at home, locking yourself in the room and not coming out for 24 hours. And so basically what they decide is that they're going to do this because this is their radical way of trying to save their marriage. Mm-hmm. And so we take the journey with them to see whether this marriage was worth saving in the first place.
Okay, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. So how can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Latrice, because I am a social butterfly. So that means that I am represented across all social media platforms. You can find me on Facebook, Pat Tucker. I'm also on Instagram, Author Pat Tucker, on Twitter, Author Pat Tucker. And then, of course, I still have my website, authorpattucker.com. So I always say to people that, you know, there should be no excuse for not knowing the name Pat Tucker, because I'm all over the place. So if you didn't find me, it's because you weren't looking.
I like that.
I mean, I'm all over the place, so, you know.
Might as well. Yeah. Well, I'm going to find you on Twitter and Instagram. And I did find you on Facebook. I don't know if I sent you a friend request or if I clicked follow, but I'll figure it out.
Please do, please do, please do. And you know, when I try to be very engaging with my friends on social media. So a lot of the times what I will do is I will post, you know, my posts will consist of things that happen in the news or things that rub me the wrong way. And so I'll engage my Facebook friends with thought-provoking questions and things like that. And there are times when I, you know, I'm considering doing a new story and I'll go to Facebook and I'll be like, hey, what do you guys think of this? Or, you know, something happens and I'll say, listen, if I had written this in a book, you guys would be dogging me. Let's discuss. So when I say I'm active on social media, I really am. I take it seriously about engaging my audience and engaging my friends on social media. So it will definitely not be a boring journey if we connect on social media.
Well, absolutely. Well, I am all over social media as well, and I will definitely make sure I connect with you across our social platform. And
great.
Thank you for sitting down with me today. It was such a pleasure to speak with you, and I wish you nothing but the best and much success with all of your endeavors. Sisters Christ Entertainment, we support.